Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. In studio with me is George Elder from Eldersley Farm. He and wife Catherine have put together one of the most interesting farm-to-table operations on the family property. We didn't really even talk about Eldersley in the name and the European heritage there, but suffice it to say, there's a story behind everything that goes on this chunk of land. And speaking of which, you guys have done such a tremendous amount. My first visit, we sat at on benches at like picnic tables. We brought our own wine. The food was magnificent. It's changed a little bit, George.
Yes, it has. The farm to table started to become a reality just doing a couple dinners the first year, spring and fall. The second year, we did about 5 dinners in the spring and 5 in the fall. The third dinner, we did, I believe, about 8 in the spring, and we're headed into the fall. And one of the things that started happening was weather. as a native Kansan, I should have expected that. But I will never forget one fall dinner we had that was scheduled to be under the patio in October and supposed to be a beautiful time of year. And then I looked at the weather forecast, and it said rain and a high of 41. In mid-October, and we put up painter's tarps all the way around the covered patio there and put up a heater inside the painter's tarps and put wax all over the walls. It's a wonder we didn't burn everything down. And we had a really fun night inside those tarps while the weather was raging outside. But I spent like 3 days putting together tarps and heaters and things to prepare for that dinner. And I looked at my wife when it was done. I said, never again. And that coincided with, personally, in our family, my youngest brother moved off to go to Kansas State. And my mother and father were at a point where they really were interested in no longer keeping the house there just for personal use. And so we began to use the dining rooms or the rooms of the house for dining. We started with where you talked about with folding tables, and then bit by bit moved into the house, built out each dining room, and we're still in the process of doing that bit by bit. But we have built the furnishings and most of the ornament there through our woodworks, which harvests local timber, walnut, bur oak, a number of other species. We've adorned the spaces as well as built all the dining tables through our woodworks there and tried to embody in the dining rooms and the environment just a wonderful sense of what this region has to offer, so that we've incorporated the local timber species that are harvested from just miles right around here. And a local workmanship by men like Taylor Johnson and Nick Antler of Station 10. And tried to make ever richer and deeper the experience of regional dining and also of comfort. You know, it's kind of nice to sit in an upholstered chair as to compared to a folding chair outside. Well, and so we're thankful to be able to provide more and more of those creature comforts in the midst of it.
Yeah. Well, I enjoyed, regardless of the unupholstered chair or bench that I sat on, it was kind of fun. We brought our own wine. Even that's changed. Now you guys have wine service and a pretty good wine list to complement Catherine's food. When you guys wake up in the morning on a night that's going to be very busy, does Catherine get tense?
Catherine is surrounded by an awesome team. We have a culinary team with Travis Joy, Tina Allenbaugh, and Tim Allenbaugh that are a group of individuals who provide ballast. And sometimes they for her, sometimes she for them. But they go into it knowing that they're surrounded by professionals. And earlier on, if you'd asked me that a couple of years ago, I think I'd have said more yes.
Yeah.
But we've thankfully come to a position where we feel, even when somebody is sick and has to stay home and the kitchen team is down one, we have a team that's resilient and they're able to execute on a high level because they've built that trust and that mutual ability.
You said something when we were talking before we went on the air, when I asked you, it must be a challenge of getting, maintaining training and having a talented staff. And you said something that not many restaurateurs in our city, in our state can say, and that you said that it's not much of a problem. It's all family and team. And then on top of that, you've had a relatively recent change into the billing process and tipping. Tell us about that.
Sure. My family's been in small business for a long time in Wichita, and one of the values that is core to our family is bringing employees into the excitement, the challenges, and the rewards of running a business. We try to involve everybody in the process of that, and that includes sharing the burdens as well as the rewards of a business. So even with our service staff, I always say, I'm not going to always get it right, but I'm always listening. And if we can work through things one by one, we can grow together and get better as a team and actually have more fun with it, because we're going to be together a lot of hours through a year. We might as well get to know one another, and we might as well try to get better technically and really enjoy the fulfillment that technical execution and that pursuit of it professionally. On our billing side, we followed the lead of restaurateurs like Denny Meyer and have gone to a hospitality included model. Anybody in the restaurant industry, most people are familiar with tip pooling. Tip pooling is kind of a one step toward this, but it's speaks of the fact that the restaurant industry has struggled with this tradition of tipping, which assigns a specific percentage of revenues to a group of people in the front of house. And what we have approached it as is that we have a team in a restaurant. That team runs from our line cooks through our sous chef, our chef. It runs through our dishwasher into the server's assistants and bus people, and it runs through the managers and owners, and they're all involved in making this ecosystem work. And we've followed in this trying to create a more healthy ecosystem, and also trying to provide for our staff a measure of consistency. Our staff have to drive 15 or 20 minutes to make it out. We don't want them to ever risk coming out, getting assigned a low section, and going home discontent because they expected to make a fair wage that night and they didn't. The flip side of that is that our staff are asked to take the long view with it. We're working at averages so that they have consistency on both sides. We try to share the excitement of a big month or a good season by doing monthly profit sharing with our entire staff. So as we've gone to hospitality included, we've gotten aggressive about knowing or letting the team know how we're doing as a business, because our business exists as a triangle between our customers, our employees, and our owners, and any good decision benefits all three of those equally.
Man, I'll tell you, what a great way to run a business. You know, I'd say we'd talk about the menu. Not only are we running out of time, but the reality of it is the menu is subject to availability. And if you just go look at some of the pictures and see some of the food that Catherine and the gang have prepared, and if you talk to people that have been and read some of the comments either on the website at eldersleyfarm.com or some of the other restaurant review sites, the entertainment review sites, you guys are knocking it out of the park. It is a crown on northern Wichita. and really something that I think in the not too distant future, it's probably already happened already, and I don't even know. But not only recognition locally here from Denise Neal and local foodies, but someday, it's not too long from now, somebody from the national scene is going to go, oh my God, who would have ever thought in a little rural area of northern Wichita in the central part of Kansas, we could have such a great operation as Eldersley Bar. You should be really proud.
Thanks a lot, Guy.
It's really true. And I hate that I haven't been lately and seen all the work you've been doing. I can't wait to see the creamery get up to date. Goat cheese gelato, or goat gelato, goat milk gelato. You got to be kidding me. It's just looking at the pictures of these beautiful goats and thinking, I'm eating your ice cream, baby. No, don't call it ice cream. You know, how good is that? And cheese. George Elder, thanks so much for being a part of The Good Life. And I hope you'll give Catherine a hug, and your busy night tonight will be rewarding, as it seems most nights are at Eldersley Farm.
Thanks so much, Guy.
I'm Guy Bauer. It is The Good Life. When we come back, let's talk wine of the week. And don't forget, Eldersley Farm has some fun wines up there that you can take part of. Don't go away. More food, wine, and fun right here on The Good Life.